CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 6th of October 2024. Here are the main news headlines. The deadline for advance tickets for the RSGB 2024 convention is tomorrow, Monday the 7th of October. The RSGB is interested in what you did for National Coding Week. The RSGB's Next Tonight at 8 webinar will take place tomorrow, the 7th of October. The theme for this year's RSGB convention is Your Convention, Your Way, and the Society is providing a range of activities and presentations, as well as different ways to get involved. There's still just time to buy your tickets in advance, but hurry, as advance sales for attending the convention or the dinners closes tomorrow, Monday the 7th of October. You'll be able to buy a convention ticket on the door, but not at the discounted rate that is available now. At the event, there'll be varied programmes of presentations, regardless of your amateur radio interests or experience, as well as practical workshop and Morse competency tests. You'll also find a room full of special interest groups to chat to who could inspire you to try something new. If you're unable to travel to the convention, a small number of presentations will be live-streamed and will be available on the RSGB YouTube channel without the need to pre-register. The RSGB has released two convention chat videos recently and will be releasing two more over the coming week, so find out what others think of the convention and see who you might bump into in the bar. For full information, programme details, speaker information, and to book in advance, go to the RSGB convention webpages, rsgb.org/convention. Did you take part in National Coding Week this year? The RSGB had 9 activities to inspire you to take part, including 2 new worksheets developed by the Society's outreach team. Whether you took part by yourself, at a club night, or with friends and family, the RSGB would love to hear from you. To be included in the Radcom December feature on National Coding Week, please send a short summary of your activity along with any photos to radcom at rsgb.org.uk by the 17th of October. The worksheets will remain on the RSGB website for people to try, so if you would like to have a go, head over to rsgb.org/coding and get involved. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 live webinar is tomorrow, Monday the 7th of October. Ian White, GM3SEK, will present Aircraft Scatter, the Hitchhiker's Guide. Aircraft Scatter is about bouncing VHF and UHF radio signals off high-flying aircraft, effectively hitching a ride with someone else's plane to extend your everyday working range up to 800 kilometres. It may sound a bit technical, but with some explanations from Ian, Aircraft Scatter might soon feel very easy. During the talk, Ian will consider how Aircraft Scatter actually works, and if it's so useful, why haven't we heard more about it? Join the webinar live at 8 p.m. on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Find out more about this and other webinars on the RSGB website via rsgb.org/webinars. Grid.radio is a web application born out of the frustration that Rose 2E0RXO and many others experienced during spontaneous, often unplanned, parks on the air activations. During busy moments, someone would inevitably ask for a worked all Britain Square or another reference that she wasn't prepared for. There wasn't a single simple resource quickly to gather this information with a fast-loading modern interface. Many websites would spend more time loading advertisements than displaying the necessary info, delaying communication and increasing the pending pile-up. After several months of facing the same issue and finding herself still unprepared, Rose, a computer science graduate, decided to solve the problem with code. She created a fast free web app that can be installed on the home screen of any phone or tablet or accessed on a desktop computer for pre-activation planning. You can also share links so others can easily find out where you're operating from. Once installed, the app will even work without a data collection. Development is ongoing, with feedback from all amateur radio operators welcomed via the contact detail on Rose's QRZ.com page. To learn more about this useful web app, visit grid.radio, grid.radio. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadlines for submission is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. Details now of rallies and events. The 49th Welsh Radio Rally is taking place today the 6th at Llanwern High School, Hartridge Farm Road in Newport. Traders can gain access from 7 a.m. and the doors are open for visitors from 9:30 a.m. The entrance fee is £3 per person and free parking is available. For more info, email Mike Rackman, GW4JKV, via Welsh Radio Rally, all one word, at gmail.com, or phone 07976 368 250. The Dartmoor Autumn Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 13th of October. The event will be held at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane in Yelverton in Devon. There'll be the usual bring and buy area, trader stands, refreshment and free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. Admission will be £2.50. More info, visit Dartmoor Radio Club, all one word, .uk, or email 2e0rph@gmail.com. Hornsey Amateur Radio Club Rally takes place on Sunday the 13th of October. The venue will be Driffield Showground in East Yorkshire. Doors are open from 10 a.m. More details from hornseyaarc.com or contact Les 2E0LBJ on 01377252293. Special event news, special call sign PH80LIB will be in use from various locations until the 10th of November, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the liberation of southern Netherlands in the autumn of 1944. Activity will be on the 80 to 10 meter bands using SSB, CW and digital, QSL via the Bureau. See QRZ.com for more info. OR100LGE is the special call sign in use by members of the Liège Radio Club, ON5VL, celebrating its 100th anniversary. The station is active until the end of the year on the 160 to 6 meter bands, using CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via ON6YH. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log. Now for the DX news, Mitchell OM2DX is active as TO2DX from Réunion Island, AF016. Until tomorrow, the 7th of October, he's operating CW, RITI and FT8 on 60 to 10 metre bands, QSL via OM2DX. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. Gunter DK2WH is active again as V51WH and V55Y in contests from Namibia until the 12th of November. He operates SSB, FT8 and some CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL DK2WH. Contest news, the Oceania DXSSB contest started at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 5th and ends at 0600 UTC today, Sunday the 6th of October. SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The RSGB October 432 megs to 245 gigs contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 5th, ends 1400 UTC today the 6th. Using all modes on the 432 megs to 245 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator, the IARU 432 megs to 245 gigs contest started at 1400 UTC Saturday the 5th, ends at 1400 UTC today the 6th. Using all modes on 432 megs to 245 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Today the 6th, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. All nodes on 24/76 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report serial number and locator. On Monday the 7th, the RSGB Autumn Series CW contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange of signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 8th, the RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 FM on the 77s band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And it comes as no surprise that also on Tuesday the 8th, the RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes on the 77s band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the IRTS 80 meter evening counties contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. CW and SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. EINGI station send their county code. On Wednesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 77s band. Exchanges report and four character locator, and also the same day RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 70 centimeter band. The exchanges report four character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Thursday the 10th, the RSGB the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Oceania DXCW contest started at 0600 UTC, Saturday the 12th, ends at 0600 UTC, Sunday the 13th of October. CW on the 160 to 10 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO. They write, in the first week of October, the 10-meter band began to show signs of what it's capable of. With a solar flux index in the high 200s and calm geomagnetic conditions, DX was plentiful. Nick VK9DX on Norfolk Island was audible on SSB all morning on Wednesday the 2nd and only wanted to work G stations. This made him very popular in the UK, but less so in other countries. Vlad 5H1WX on Mafia Island in Tanzania was another strong signal on the morning of the 3rd. Meanwhile, the 3D2V Rotuma Island, the expedition near Fiji on the 10-meter band, using FT4 was another catch for many people. The KP index managed to remain low for the first half of the week, but there were warnings that a coronal mass ejection, which was attributed to the X7.1 solar flare on the 1st, might upset things later in the week. With a good spread of sunspots, mainly in the sun's southern hemisphere, there could be more flares over the coming days. Scott McIntosh, the solar physicist who predicted a busier-than-average cycle number 25, has now questioned whether we are past solar maximum. The fact that there are now fewer sunspots in the northern hemisphere suggests that we may be past the peak, but only time will tell. Meanwhile, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may decline towards the 200 mark. Next week, the KP index is predicted to go to 4 this weekend. With 4 of the 10 active sunspot groups now classed as growing, we may expect further solar activity and geomagnetic disturbances over the next 7 days. Now for VHF and up, the brief period of high pressure that arrived towards the end of the previous week is currently being nudged away to the east into Europe. The coming week is dominated by very unsettled conditions, with a succession of deep lows crossing near or crossing the country, and there's even one that contains the remnant of an old hurricane. The result is that next week will provide copious amounts of wet and windy weather, so no tropo for us, but there may be several areas of heavy rain for a triad rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. We hope you've all checked out your antennas after last week's reminder, since the winds may be quite testing for some areas. The solar conditions have been stirred up recently by several flares, so as usual, keep an autumn watch out for auroras. Lastly, there are plenty of meteor scatter opportunities aside from any random meteor activity. Try investigating one of the many meteor websites to see the full list of options. For EME operators, moon declination is at its minimum on Wednesday, so it's a good week for checking out systems before the sun also gets too low in the sky to make sensible sun noise measurements over the winter. Path losses are still high but starting to fall. If you're fortunate enough to have a clear low horizon, you'll make some contacts, but with peak moon elevation only 8 degrees on Wednesday, you'll be very lucky. 144 megs sky noise in general is high to moderate for the rest of the week. And that's it for the propagation from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.